Oh, yeah. Time for 1,000 on the 30s. Text STREET to 72881. That's STREET. STREET. Could be $1,000 richer in our national cash contest. Message and data rates may apply. STREET. Speaking of STREET, actually has nothing to do with Pete Sweeney.
You gotta check his spelling.
That's a terrible segue. I didn't say Pete. I said STREET. Pete Sweeney, Arrowhead Pride. Get used to the name because he's going to be around here quite a bit. He's now the editor at Arrowhead Pride. Nothing to add to Joel Thorman. Just got other responsibilities with SB Nation. So, first of all, congratulations on that gig, Pete, because I know how hard you work.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's just, you know, small transition. Joel's still going to be involved with the website quite a bit. I think it's kind of the transition for him from going to that 24/7 role to more of an overseer role, but still going to be heavily involved and heavily involved with some of the stuff we're doing with 610 as well. So
people love Joel. I'm sure they'll love you, but you've got something else to say, Pete, because it's not just Arrowhead Pride that we read. It's now going to be Arrowhead Pride on the radio on 610 Sports exclusively. Arrowhead Pride is going from the keyboard to the microphones.
Yeah, and we have a lot of talented riders, Kent Swanson being one of them, Matt Lane.
Kent during the draft.
Yeah, other names like Gary McKenzie. I think people you'll get to know, Matt Stagner, and even Craig Stout. That's kind of our staff. Riders you'll get to hear a little bit more often. I think we're going to be partnering with some of your talk shows to have them on a bit more, and then we'll have the one-hour program kind of bringing that Arrowhead Pride feel to the radio once a week on Thursday, starting on June 14th. So a lot's going on, and we're really excited about it because I think it's going to be a real marriage of some Chiefs passion that you guys have here at 610 Sports, and you kind of marry that with what we do at Arrowhead Pride. I think it's a perfect match.
6 to 7, Arrowhead Pride Hour, right here on 610 Sports Radio. June 14th through August 2nd, July 7th, 26th show, by the way. It's going to be moved to Wednesday. Obviously, some conflicts with baseball there, but not a lot of conflicts on Thursday night, which is a good thing, Pete. But what should we expect from Arrowhead Pride Radio on 610 Sports Radio?
Well, one person who will always be with me is Sean Barber. And if you're familiar with Arrowhead Pride, you know, we've never had a radio opportunity like this to be on the air live, but we have had the Arrowhead Pride podcast. So similar in a sense to that, but now bringing it to the radio format. I know that some of your personalities will be involved with us as well. And we're going to try to do some unique things here as far as Chiefs coverage. And I consider Arrowhead Pride, of course, I'm a little bit biased, but I consider us the number one Chiefs coverage in Kansas City. So bringing that once a week to the radio. And then, you know, if you can't listen live, we'll have that on our podcast channel as well.
I think it's because of the passion you guys bring. Seriously, you know, when you're talking about everything that you do on the website and coming on the radio and chatting with us and really digging down deep into what is going on out at Arrowhead, that's the reason why your site, I think, is so great and all the talented guys that you have a part of it is just because, you know, when it comes to around-the-clock information about a team, you guys knock it out the park.
Yeah, that's one thing Joel kind of taken me under his wing, or, you know, really wanted to stress. You know, we try to update fans about the Chiefs as much as we can. If we see something out there that fans need to know, we try to get it up on our webpage. And this is just another opportunity for, you know, something big happens during the week and one of our guys writes about it, gets into the nitty gritty. Now you get to hear about it. And there's the room for conversation. Like in the past, we have articles and, you know, you could comment on them, but we've never had live conversation.
Well, you got a text line now, Pete.
Yeah, about the things that are happening with this team. So it'll be great for fans. I think it'll be an extension of, you know, our audience becoming bigger with the radio audience. And I think there'll be some, you know, radio listeners who maybe haven't logged on to Arrowhead Pride that maybe, you know, have reason to now.
Pete, I've always considered you the next Ian Rappaport. I say that with all confidence because I think Ian does a great job and he's weekly guest. And I think you're in the same ilk. Let me ask you this, though, Pete. When you're covering the Chiefs and you see the numbers from Arrowhead Pride, I've contended the NFL has got itself into a 12-month-a-year news cycle. It took them a while because I always felt they were kind of 9 or 10 months, you know, with the draft and the combine. But there's always something going on. Somebody's getting cut. Somebody's getting arrested. Somebody's doing something. OTAs, minicamp. The Chiefs have literally found a way to be newsworthy 12 months a year, and I'm sure you guys see the same thing.
Yeah, it's every month. I there are 5 weeks of the year, and it's before training camp where they do release players. So in my mind, what they've created is a 47-week cycle. So it's 52 minus the 5 weeks. As long as the player, and we've seen it before in Kansas City, as long as the player doesn't get arrested or something terrible happens, you usually don't hear anything, usually 5 weeks before training camp. But there's so much analysis and stuff out there. You know, I was listening a little bit on the way in, and even the NFL Top 100, you know, the NFL has found a way, and I'll be the first to admit this, to make things up to create news stories.
Exactly.
And that is definitely part of it. But it's also nice, I think, seeing a rookie player coming in at number 33, you know, talking about Kareem Hunt, having that in Kansas City. You know, Travis Kelce is going to pop up. I'm not sure if, you know, there'll be any other Chiefs this year just because of, you know, different off years and things like that. But I'm eager to see how high Travis Kelce goes as well.
Were you surprised any of that Kareem Hunt was 33? Were you surprised he was that high?
I wasn't, just because he won the rushing title. I mean, mm-hmm. You can make a case that maybe he should have been higher. You know, I think he's probably, based upon rookie year, and you always wonder about the sophomore season, he's probably right around the right spot, I would think.
I was surprised just based on the fact that typically when it comes to that reputation, because like with Pro Bowls and stuff, guys end up getting maybe more props than they should, or it's a hard time for rookies to break in. That was the only reason why I was like, man, 33, that's pretty damn good for a rookie.
Yeah, at Arrowhead Pride, we call him Kareem the Dream. And one of, I think, the things about Kareem Hunt that sticks out to me, and you know, I've said it before, when you watch Tyreek Hill, whether it be at practice or at the stadium, he has speed unlike anyone I've ever seen. I think especially early on last year, Kareem Hunt showed an elusiveness that was freaky. Of avoiding tackles that you'd expect anyone else in the league to be tackled in situations like that. And I think that's what makes him especially unique. And I think that's why he was able to win a rushing title and then have translate that to becoming number 33 in the league.
The one thing about Tyreek Hill is this league's fast. Everybody's fast, but he's just faster than fast. I mean, you see other fast guys and he's just faster than they are.
That's, He's a blur.
But a fifth round pick, do you agree with that assessment that the Chiefs, I always use the Seahawks kind of an example. Because John Schneider did a lot of work, you know, with the draft, with undrafted players. But when they went to two Super Bowls and won one, they weren't paying anybody. You were paying Russell Wilson third-round money. Isn't this the time for the Chiefs to strike when you're paying a fifth-round receiver, a third-round running back, and a rookie quarterback?
The way that Kansas City is talking, and even Chiefs personnel men are talking, they're paying nothing for the best player we're ever going to see, you know, right now. And that's Patrick Mahomes, of course. And if you look at that window, they said, all right, if he's this good right now, let's give him all the weapons we possibly can. There are no excuses for Patrick Mahomes. I know he's a kid, but at this point, you're paying Sammy Watkins that much money, you expect the Chiefs to not only be in the playoffs this year, but maybe make a run. A lot of it's going to come down to the defense, but the offense should be there if Mahomes is, as they say, which again, hate to be the bearer of bad news, is still a question mark.
You know what? You say what they say. And this is the interesting thing that Henry and I have talked about, because I hear it all the time. You're pumping up Patrick Mahomes too much. You're hyping him up. And you know what I say sometimes? Maybe I am. But then I hear the GM say,
he's one of the best players I've ever seen.
And then I hear Reed talk, and there's none of this stuff where we've seen it around the league where people kind of quiet the expectations. Lamar Jackson's doing really well in Baltimore. People, hey, he's a rookie. He's got things to learn. I have not heard one negative thing. And keep in mind, I'm not sure this is media hype when I hear it from One Arrowhead Drive almost daily how good Patrick Mahomes is. Am I to blame or are they to blame?
Yeah, I think it a little bit is a strategic release of saying this kid's the real deal, because don't forget, Alex Smith is one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And you may not think of that again in Kansas City until Patrick Mahomes has a 5-6 pick game. And you're like, man, should we have really gotten rid of the guy who takes care of the ball better than anyone potentially in the league? And I think there'll be those games. But the Chiefs, in making the decision at the end of the day, saw the writing on the wall. They said, okay, this kid's ready. We can cut $17 million. Let's make the move.
What did you make of the news that, as it stands right now, Fuller remaining on the inside, and then you're talking about on the outside, Nelson and Amberson. I got a lot of questions about their cornerback situation.
Yeah, I think the strategy behind that and the reason they would like Kendall Fuller on the inside is because of what he's done in the past mm-hmm. as a Redskin, and having him as the best slot corner in the league. They say, okay, if that is the case, and it was confirmed by the secondary's coach, Al Harris, you know, let's keep him there. I worry about, I think Steve Nelson's going to be fine. I'm a little just curious about David Amerson and if he's going to be playing a big role. And you know, we saw Terrence Mitchell and other quarterbacks would go after Terrence Mitchell. Why wouldn't they just go after David Amerson? I think the Chiefs are putting a lot of confidence in the fact that this guy's going to be ready and he has to prove it. You know, he has to make his money this year. So I always like guys that are trying to, you know, play to get that contract, and he's definitely one of them. He's been up and down. He needs to be up this year if he's gonna make that money, and that's something you like.
Yeah, I look at Amerson and I look at Nelson. If Keenan Allen's having problems with Marcus Peters, those guys are gonna have nightmares. I mean, so I just don't look at them as capable starting cornerbacks. That's why I hope that they prove me wrong. I'm always going to side with the prove me wrong, but it just scares me to think about right now.
Man, I just hearing you say that Keenan Allen versus David Amerson just gives me shudders. You know what I mean? It's true.
Hey, Tyreek just went ahead of Keenan Allen on the list.
It's true, and it's one of those things now where you look at this what should be juggernaut offense and say Keenan Allen has 3 touchdowns, maybe Mahomes has 4. You know, and that's somehow how you could have to win some of these games, especially with these elite wide receivers.
And then you got Mike Williams.
That's the voice of Pete Sweeney at PG Sweeney. He's the editor for Rohit Pride. Joel Thorman didn't go anywhere. He's still around, so don't worry about Joel. I know you guys love Joel. You went out for 6'10 the last couple weeks at OTAs. They talk one time. You're going out this Thursday as well. Last week, they trotted out the assistant coaches. And you had a piece that people can read on Arrowhead Pride about Mike Smith. And as far as outside linebackers, Pete, to me, there's always a star that the Chiefs put out there to talk who actually says something. I felt Justin Houston did the week before when he's talking about how he got an outside linebacker coach. And I heard Mike Smith say, you know what, 3-4 defenses need him. Yes! You can pay coaching staffs whatever you want. I'm sitting here going, you pay Justin Houston more than anybody, and he's been wanting an outside linebacker coach, and you just now went and did it? Thank you, Chiefs.
Yeah, for years they had Gary Gibbs. And
he did both.
And apparently he did both. And one of the things Smith said that stuck out to me is you're coaching the outside linebackers and you got the inside backers in the same room. What are they doing? They're twiddling their thumbs.
Absolutely.
So the Chiefs fixed that. And it is a little peculiar because you do hear that, yeah, we needed this. And a couple people have said it. Justin Houston kind of alluded to that last year as well. And so you're happy they finally addressed it, but you're like, almost like, what took so long, guys?
We did. And Justin Houston was in pass coverage a lot, and we've already been over that a million times. It sounds to me he didn't want to be. Because when Mike Smith talks about the weakest link is not having him on Antonio Brown.
By the way, speaking of Arrowhead Pride, that's the number one joke I'll get in my mentions is Justin Houston in coverage. Whenever I put anything out about Justin Houston, it's always, as long as he's not covering Antonio Brown, I get it, guys. I get it. But no, Justin Houston wants to be rushing the passer, and he wants to get back to that 2014-22 sack season. And, you know, Seth Kizer, who did leave us for The Athletic, he did a review on Justin Houston, and he said, you know, he's still just as effective. Maybe he's not getting the sacks. And now that he's going to be moving, you know, across, and it seems like they're willing to put him wherever. And, you know, if there's a weaker, offensive lineman on the other side, they're going to say, all right, Justin, you go to the right side. Who knows? I mean, you put him against enough weak offensive linemen. Maybe he starts to rack up those sacks again. And then Dee Ford, who was way better on the left side, maybe gets an opportunity where you have Justin Houston roaming.
Let's put up or shut up for Justin Houston because the Chiefs can back away from his contract a lot more economically next year than this year. They could do it this year, too. You get 2 years to pay that dead cap off. So they could do it. I don't think they're going to do it. Pete Sweeney in here. You'll hear him a lot. Arrowhead Pride Radio, if you missed the announcement, starting June 14th, Arrowhead Pride live on the radio. So as much as you like the website, now you can have that. You can have the best of both worlds. We hang around, Pete. We do this thing called Let's Got Beef. We got beef.
Let's do it.
If you have beef with Pete Sweeney, 69306.
I'm out of here.
From the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, the day shift
at 5:20. All coming up Wednesday on The Drive.
Easy peasy.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6, 610 Sports Radio.
We have Arrowhead Pride in studio with us. His name's Pete Sweeney, the editor of Arrowhead Pride. Don't worry, Joel Thorman still there, doing a lot of stuff with SB Nation. Going to be a new show, Arrowhead Pride Radio. Is that going to be the name of it?
We are still working on a name. I think it's 610 Sports Arrowhead Pride on Thursday nights. I'm not exactly sure the exact verbiage of it quite yet, but something like that.
June 14th on Thursdays between 6 and 7. Before we get into We Got Beef, Pete, this week it was out there, the story about Patrick Mahomes not doing local endorsements. It kind of was the buzz. People are talking about it. I will say this. It's local endorsements. He didn't turn down Gatorade or Nike or something like that, which I think would have been a bigger story out of, but he turned down local endorsements. Good idea, bad idea?
I think it was a good idea. I think he sort of knew his role last year, and I think by doing that and not making yourself a face on billboards and things like that in Kansas City, it gave him an opportunity to let Alex know, you know, you're still the guy. I get it. And I think Alex probably liked that. I mean, I can't confirm that. This is just me speaking out loud. But Alex probably appreciated that and said, okay, I'm still the guy. And it allowed Alex to probably feel a certain way. Okay, I can teach this kid, and this kid's going to understand his role. And I think it was probably a good idea.
Would you take endorsements at Arrowhead Pride?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I told
right
Joel
at the beginning
all the time,
before you'd prove
just
your
sell every part of my body, any kind of tattoo.
If Joel wouldn't offered some and you were, and you were the understudy, you still would have taken it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, come on. You got to go for the gold.
Oh my God. I have no problem with that. Text line 69306. It's time for If You Got Beef.
I'm a little tired of your midday, but I do have a little beef.
We got some kind of beef. Let's throw it on the table.
I'm interested in some beef, man.
We ain't got no beef with you, Chuck.
We both got two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onions.
Make them cry!
Are you interested in a little beef or no?
Yes, we're interested in a little beef. Broadway Deli sponsors this segment, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city now open in the Crossroads, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. I'm going to address this. It's a beef with Fanning. I didn't hear his promo. Is he still promoting things for Day Ahead? Because he's been known to do that. Evidently, the promo is for Wednesday. He's like, drive not having a show because Fanning's promoting Wednesday instead of Tuesday. Can't give him too much crap because I forget what day it is.
Mistakes but happen,
Fanning's,
man.
But Fanning's got a history of promoting Wednesday Mistakes instead happen. Of Tuesday. So, yes, the drive is a show coming up next. It's Carrington. It's Fanning. He's just a day ahead. He didn't have to cut a promo.
You thought today was Wednesday.
Day. I'm just saying. Fanning's been known to do promos for 2 days out. And he's sitting right back there. Did you know you just had a promo for Wednesday, Fanning? Text line all over it. They got beef with it. From the 785.
That's beef. On Spec. He said it's Spec's fault.
Spec's fault. Hey, Spec's not even been here, man. Give the guy a break, man. He's watching Capitals last night. Give him a break.
It was absolutely Spec's fault.
It's Spec's fault. But Fanning should know better. He's a grown man. From the 785, beef with Bukowski for saying Nagy and the Bears are going to win a playoff game before the Chiefs. Pete Sweeney, what says you?
I go and do the Arrow headlines every morning, and all these Bears fans and blogs try to compare them to Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Cohen and Burton, they say these guys are going to be Hill and Kelce. Hill and Kelce are Hill and Kelce. I mean, I mean the Bears, they may be better, but I don't know if they're winning a playoff game.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it either. I'm with you. I'm with you, Pete. Got anything else, Binkley?
No, the 785. I have beef with you guys always talking up Patty Mahomes. Well, of course we are. Because, and again, I have to keep explaining it. Send a letter to Andy. Send one to Veach to stop calling him the best you've ever seen. Send Travis Kelce a note. Send Kareem Hunt a note. Because they consistently talk up Patty Cake, make it shake. It was all about Alex Smith. Then it was Patty Cake, which he didn't like, by the way. Don't blame him, he's a grown man. But Patty Cake, make it shake.
Hey, Bank, you know who I think is going to be good?
Who?
Saquon Barkley. Are they mad? Text line?
He's going to be very good. I mean, he is going to be legendary. He's going to. I think that player, you know, there's been all this stuff in recent years about the running back position. Mm-hmm. That will. I mean, and again, I think last year Kareem Hunt kind of helped that a little bit. That'll put it to rest. This kid's the real deal.
Oh, I thought the running backs last year were really good. Leonard Fournette was good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think the Chiefs have a nice little stable, too. And keep an eye on Williams from LSU.
I agree.
Undrafted. Keep an eye on this guy because he actually had more yards per carry than Darius Geis at LSU. This guy's a stud.
That's my one hot take right now that's probably not as popular. I don't know if Spencer Ware is on this team this year.
You know what,
we've been kind of questioning that, too.
I'm with you on that one. Yep. I'm with you on that one. It's not very hot. It's not sizzling, Pete. I think that's a normal take.
It's a lukewarm take.
It's a normal take, but the running back situation for the Chiefs is going to be interesting. From the 785, I got beef that I wish they would do sports gambling here. Well, Delaware already beat you to the punch, but Missouri and Kansas kind of want it. They trust me, they want this thing and fix the effing roads around here. I'm with you. This is what happens. This is what happens when your baseball team's not good. People get mad about the roads because you know what? When the Royals were in the World Series, nobody complained about the roads, Pete.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. Here's how I feel about sports betting because I have it on the brain. A colleague mentioned to me, what if they put something at P&L where you could just place a bet and then go to the game across the street? Wouldn't that be like a really fun thing for fans to do, especially if you have no yes. dog in the fight? I mean, I'm not from here. I went to the Border War last year. Getting to put some money on Mizzou or Kansas and then walking into that game, you have 100% of a fan in me at that point.
So will you cover gambling at Arrowhead Pride?
That's one of the staples of Arrowhead Pride. I don't know if Joel's going to continue doing that, but I guess I'm going to have to dive in. We do put up division betting odds, and as of late, the Chiefs are usually coming up last right now. I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign.
Well, right now, the favorite in the division is still – is it still the Chargers?
Yeah, the LA Chargers. A lot of people – and it seems like that's the case every year, and no matter what happens. You know, and I think – a lot of it is that question mark with Pat Mahomes. But you go and you play three games. Say he goes 3-0, the odds are completely different then.
I got beef. I got beef with Binkley always having beef with
okay.
Fanning.
I didn't have any beef with Phelan. This is a text line. It had nothing to do with me.
Okay.
He, you know what? I got no beef with him. You know why? He sends me his stat lines early. You send him at midnight. A little disappointed. I used to get these. Vern and I always get this text about
him
going
one for
four.
Baseball on Mondays. Did you win? Yeah. You won? Oh, okay.
We should always remember the day, right? Because he plays old man baseball on Monday. Why the hell is he doing a promo for Wednesday?
Oh, man. My goodness.
From the 254, this is way out here, Pete. Ask Pete how he did in his fantasy football league last year.
Wow. It's probably one of my friends.
It's probably one of your friends. I would guess so. Yeah. That sounds like some inside information right there.
I stormed out. I was, I think, 6-7, 8-1. I lost 5 weeks in a row to miss the playoffs. After a tough trade, I regret it. I ended up thinking Aaron Jones was better than he was, and he got injured, and I was.
What was the trade? Week. You got to tell the trade.
I don't remember specifically, but it was me acquiring Aaron Jones when I thought I had, you know, a luxury at running backs. I traded away one of my stars, and Mike Evans was involved. And I look back on it now, and I'm not good. I'm glad that someone reached out and made me talk about that on the live radio, though. Thank you, guys.
And by the way, the Kansas City Royals still in the draft. They've gone college every single time. They're speeding this thing up, baby. They want these guys with the guys in Lexington. Yeah. MLB draft rounds 3-10. If you want to keep updated with the picks, go to 610sports.com. Huge thanks to Pete Sweeney, Arrowhead Pride. We're looking forward to Arrowhead Pride on the radio.
Yep.
Starting on June 14th. Looking forward to that. For Henry Lake, I'm Jay Binkley. For Steven Serta,
Kenny Lofton,
Fanning, CDOT, Speck, next.